next public hearing was change of zone number 1725, Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC.
Couple things on this. It comes to mind as far as leaving the record open. I think there was a few requests with regard to that. One of them, and I wanted to check with Lawrence on this, the TIS has been prepared, but it's been submitted to DLDOT, but we don't have DLDOT's comments back yet. Is that status of that?
That's what was stated.
That's what was stated.
Excuse me, that was stated, that's right.
They thought they'd have it by March.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking of the timing of this, too. Council's not going to have this till February 19th, which is almost March anyway. Up in Newcastle County, there's a huge bunch of litigation that's going on over TIS issues, where there's not even one in the record. In this case, we've got one, and it's out there with DLDOT. It seems like the prudent thing to do, just record-wise, is to get those comments back.
I was going to ask you, can we leave the record open until we get that, even though it might be March before we get it?
I think, if that's what you want to do, you can, yeah.
It's been done on several occasions, yeah, where you're asking for something specific.
Well, I think we should. I mean, I think we should have it before we try to make a decision.
Well, not only that, but what was submitted to us for the facility report was for a 400 mobile home park, not a 600 plus RV park, and it was based on 300 plus acres, not 162. So what we saw, what was in our book, was something for half the acreage and 50% more units. So how can that's such a gross difference.
And it just strikes me that no matter which way the commission goes on this, if whatever party's unhappy, and we know there's information out there that we made a decision on without considering that, one side or the other is going to throw that as a ground for another.
Number one issue was traffic, number two was environment.
And it may support either one.
That's right. But to proceed without it, I think, is to set ourselves up for litigation. So I think my suggestion would be that we hold the record open until maybe 15 days after receipt to give people time to respond, anybody who wants to respond to what's in the...
Well, it should be after we announce that we've received it. Because we get it, but you don't have it. We've got to get it to you. We introduced it at the commission level where it's public, and then so many days after that.
And what I think I'm hearing is just hold the record open.
I would.
And that way, if the opposition submits any comments about anything, the applicant gets a chance to reply to that and vice versa. So,
you mean a record open on the TIS or a record open in general?
I think we're saying just in general.
Some people might want to read the TIS and comment on it.
Now, how would that work, Vince? You just leave the record open and then later on...
For written comments.
I would say just leave the open record for written comments until 15 days after the announcement of the receipt of the DLDOT comments on the TIS.
Okay.
So moved.
All right.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
And Lawrence, while we're on the record subject of this, can we make sure that...
Word action. Hold the record open.
Can we make sure that we don't get this on the agenda inadvertently or typo or whatever until we've got the...
It won't be back on the agenda now until we get that TIS report to introduce it.
And close the record, and then, because it's not fair to these people.
It won't be on there. So there's no reason to put it on until we get it.
Next public hearing was conditional use, number 1951, Jack Lingo.